All right, it feels like a holiday around here, but what the hell? Let's just have some fun anyway. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page, send a message, and Aaron will respond. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And if you want to get on the Twitch channel and comment there, you can do that as well. If it's good, it'll get read. If it's dumb, it won't. That's simple, just like texts and everything else. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's happening with you, Fred?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Finally, it is Friday. Do you feel like you had a day off yesterday? Because I sure don't.
I slept all day.
Ugh,
I mean, I for some reason, I just, I slept in the morning for once, and then I went to take a nap, and it turned into like a six-hour thing, and then got up and watched some of Stranger Things Season 3. That was it. That was my whole fourth. So
you finished the whole thing?
No. I think I'm like halfway through it, I think.
Okay. I haven't even started it yet.
It's pretty good so far.
I drove, after the show Wednesday, I drove to Corpus, which, by the way, is, I don't want to say it's the crappiest town in Texas, because it's not, but it's much crappier than the reputation that it has.
It's Lubbock with an ocean.
It's
is what it is.
It's the biggest beach city we have in our state, but it's disgusting, and I don't like it there. But I went there. I stayed a night and visited my sister who had a baby like a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. I don't know, somewhere in the last month. So I went and met him. And then I drove up to San Antonio. Oh, by the way, Wednesday night, it was like the craziest storm I drove through. Like,
really?
There was lightning literally from one side of my windshield all the way to the other. I mean, and it wasn't coming down. It was like spider webbing in the sky. It was crazy. And then drove to San Antonio yesterday morning and spent the day with my brother. He's got a new house out there, so I went to see his new house, drank some beer, drank some more beer, watched some fireworks, and then drank a little bit of beer to finish up the night. And then got up this morning and drove back.
So it didn't feel like a day off.
Didn't feel like a day off at all.
Driving always messes stuff up.
Yeah.
And whenever you have to do that much, at least for me, it's really stressful and it's really tiring.
And the best thing that's happened is my wife does not like me to drive. She prefers to be the driver. So I just kind of kick back and ride, and I'm cool with it. No big deal to me.
It's nice that you get that.
Yeah. When you and the wife road trip, do you always drive?
I always drive, yeah. Well, because I hate the way she drives. She drives like you do, which scares the crap out of me. So, yeah, I'd rather feel reasonably safe than let her behind the wheel.
Yeah, I don't worry about life or death. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die. So, if somebody else wants to drive and they want to be in charge of killing us, that's fine.
So, but it was nice having a day there, but it always feels weird to have one right in the middle of the week. And apparently the whole world took off today.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
So, if you're working, then great. If you're not going to be stuck in traffic today because there's not much out there.
Are our opponents working today?
I don't know.
I bet Lamont knows.
I doubt it.
I don't know if Lamont may be taking a day off of of listening. But if he's on today, I'd like to know if 610 and 790 are working.
Well, I wouldn't bet money on it.
Doesn't matter. The real show's here.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's fine if they want to take off. I like being here. There's a lot of stuff going on. We get RJ today.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Getting
RJ?
We'll get somebody. We'll have somebody from pregame, and they're all good, so it doesn't really matter. Okay. But can I give you a quick World Series of Poker update to start the show?
Oh, God.
Guess who went out in 51 minutes today?
The main event?
Yeah.
Phil Hellmuth.
Phil Ivey.
Ouch.
Two hands, basically, that he played and got. And he showed up 10 minutes late, so he basically made it to minute one of the second level.
That is a quick way to burn 10 G's,
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah,
yeah. Did he say what the hand was?
Yeah, the one hand that he lost a bunch of chips on early, there was a king on the board, and a guy had pocket kings, and he was betting into it. It didn't say what Phil had. And then he was down to 17,000, and he shoved all in on a flush draw against top two and didn't improve.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Sorry, Phil.
He usually makes a good run in this
thing.
Yeah,
he does.
I mean, this is a tournament that he's had a ton of success in. And
is there anywhere in Vegas where you can place wagers on who's going to, like, who will... I know it's hard to say this guy will win, but usually, like, with some of the big-time pros, I would think you'd be able to do a who lasts longer, this guy or this guy kind of bet.
I'm sure there are, because I know that you can bet when they get to the final table. I know you can bet online.
Yeah, for sure.
But as far as that, I bet you it's out there. I haven't really checked it, but he's a guy I would have bet to last more than 51 minutes.
You think so?
I would have taken the over. But, yeah, just thought that was interesting that he goes out on the very first day. And a guy on the text line asking about how I did at the tournament. It's on Sports Map. There's a whole article about it. So we've already discussed it at length on air. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. 281 says, I was working but had to come home with a hangover. So now I'm at home drinking and listening to you guys on the ESPN app. That's a good afternoon. It's a good Friday. So can I rip into our girl Alex Morgan for a minute? Did you see what she had to say about the criticism of her doing her little tea thing?
No.
Well, I'll start with this. I didn't have a problem with it. I don't think most people had a problem with it. There were a few people in England who were upset.
Oh,
and but I got to say, I'm a little irritated with her response.
With Alex Morgan's?
Yes.
Okay.
Because she explained it as a tribute to Sophie Turner, who apparently does on her Instagram says, and that's the tea while sipping from a cup when she quits, when she signs off, basically.
Okay.
So, all right, fine. If that's the case, great. But
I would have just owned it.
Yeah, just like, hey, and look, we're in England. It was tea. I thought it was funny. That's the end of it. But here's where she veers off. I feel that there is some sort of double standard for females in sports, to feel like we have to be humble in our successes and have to celebrate, but not too much or in a limited fashion. You see men celebrating all over the world in big tournaments, grabbing their sacks or whatever it is. And when I look at sipping a cup of tea, I'm a little taken aback by the criticism. Okay. I'm
a bit taken aback.
You didn't get criticized because you're a female. Okay? You get criticized by a bunch of sour English people. No, to put gender on this is stupid. How many times have we talked about, oh, LeBron didn't shake hands at the end of a game?
That's true.
How many times have we talked about stuff like that with athletes that play real sports?
Well, I've learned a lot today that almost everything is tied to either sex or race or religion, something. It's all attached to something. I don't know if you saw what I tweeted today.
I did not.
A young lady whose Twitter handle is Black Fat Queer.
Okay.
She tweeted out, the term obese is, and then she puts a colon, a slur, violent, dehumanizing, and anti-black. Were you aware of that?
Did not know that. Nope.
And she cited her source for saying that it's for her reasoning for saying it's anti-black is there's this book, apparently called like the Fear of the Black Body or something, and it's apparently that this person who wrote this book, which by the way isn't like necessarily an expert on the matter, but says that people started to have to start to treat fat people less than human when large figured black women came to America, which I don't believe is true, first of all.
I don't know. I wasn't alive, so I can't speak to
but
that.
But I'm going to go with the term obese is, I mean, obesity is a medical condition. So I'm going to go not a slur, but there's a way to turn anything into a race conversation, a sex conversation, a conversation that it doesn't need to be. And Alex Morgan's just another example of that. That doesn't need to be a male versus woman conversation.
There was no reason for that. Somebody brought up a great point. How about when we ripped into Yuli for the Chinese eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, you weren't paying attention, Alex, because these sports go on all the time and you have your 2 weeks of fame here, so enjoy it. But these guys get ripped all the time for stupid stuff. It has nothing to do with whether they're male or female. And, yeah, it's just silly to me to create that stuff. And this obese thing? Come on, man. How can comedians even... I should ask Barry this. How can you even work anymore if everything is going to be offensive? If we're going to turn everything into race or politics or sex or whatever. That has to be a troll job, right? Yeah.
And then the other thing that's going on in our country today is there's a lot of people upset that a mermaid is going to be played by a black actress instead of a white actress. It's very upsetting to people that a mythical made-up creature can only be one race. I mean, because the cartoon says that she was a white girl. She's got to be a white girl. Or not even a girl. A mermaid.
Let's start with that.
A fictional creation.
A fish.
A fish person.
A fish with a human body.
Yeah. Give me a break.
Well,
our world is such a mess. And you know what the worst part of today is? Apparently, that stupid chick who licked the ice cream.
Yeah.
They're not going to press charges on her because she's 17. They feel bad for her. I don't care. And there are people like, we can't give a minor a felony for something like this. It's too hard for people to make it in life with a felony. But not my problem. You know how long I've lasted without catching a felony? 38 years. How about you? You made it?
54.
Aaron?
30.
Oh, all right. Yeah. If you don't want a felony on your record, don't do felonious stuff. Like try to give everybody the flu. Ugh. I'm really short with our world today, Fred. Really short.
Well, good. It should be a fun show then.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll see what AJ can flame throw next. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Friday, everybody. Brother Bears tuned in. Colts fan Jose says you should play a drop of Danny saying Dracarys right before AJ goes off again. It's probably a good idea.
I got one more thing to bitch about.
Okay.
If you've got time.
Yeah. Can I just, before you get to that, just to follow up on your mermaid thing.
Okay. Mermaids are black.
Well, here's the thing. Ariel, original Ariel, one of my all-time favorites.
Okay.
Halle Berry, one of my all-time favorites.
Yep.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm really good with that.
So you're telling me you can be sexually attracted to a black woman and a redheaded cartoon character at the same time?
Absolutely.
That's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Fred, you are America. You're what America should be. You're a colorblind America.
I'm not the America we have, though, but no, I am the America we
need. You're the America
we
wish we had.
All right, so what's your other one?
Listen, The Usual Suspects, great show. They do a good job. They've improved, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, their show itself continues to get better. And one of them is a liar. One of those two guys is a dirty, dirty liar. And I don't know which one, but here's how this all went down. Barry, at the end of a segment, went to the restroom.
Okay.
As he's coming out, Joel is walking to the restroom. So they cross paths. As Joel is coming out, I go into the restroom. I get to the urinal, and it's filled with urine. Someone did not flush the urinal. And you can tell it's pretty fresh because it's bubbling. You know, it's got the suds still. It's not flat. It's carbonated. And I come in and I say, Joel, did you use the urinal? He said, no, I used stall number 2. Barry, did you use the urinal? Yeah. Why didn't you flush? I did flush. I always flush. He's like, I've got a thing about it. I always flush. So either Barry used the urinal and didn't flush, or Joel used the urinal, didn't flush, and lied about it and said that he used the stall because he knew he didn't flush. One of those two things has to be true. One of them is a liar.
Interesting. I will say this. I noticed that thing does not get flushed a lot between 1 and 4. So one of those guys.
It's not that hard. You're going to wash your hands anyway. Just knuckle touch the handle, flush it down. Just because it's yellow, we don't let it mellow.
No, this isn't Vegas or someplace where they have to save water.
Yeah.
We have plenty of water.
Yeah. So one of those guys, I don't know who it was. I don't know which one is a liar, but one of them's a filthy liar.
And there was nobody else in there?
No.
Okay.
Nope. It was one of those.
Interesting.
So I don't know who to believe. Aaron, you got a feel for it?
I honestly don't. It's hard to tell between the two of them.
Yeah. Barry seems like a germaphobe, though.
He does. This was my rationale, and this is why I'm having a hard time deciding who it was. Barry doesn't like to touch things with germs, which, by the way, I don't either. I mean, the handle to the urinal is gross, but I know I'm going to wash my hands, so I just get past it because it's the decent thing to do. Now, if I pee in one of the stalls, I always flush with my foot.
Yeah, I do the same.
Because you can reach. I mean, I guess I could technically reach with my foot to the urinal, but
yeah. But if you strain something doing that,
I don't need a torn groin.
And plus, there's usually pee on the floor that you probably slip.
Exactly.
And it's just not worth it.
So it made me think. Oh, Barry seems like the kind of guy who wouldn't want to touch the flush handle.
There is that.
And then I thought about Joel. And Joel is the kind of guy who wouldn't want to admit that he didn't flush because he knew I would go at him on the air about it. And he does not like that confrontation.
Right.
So they both have good reason to lie. I just don't know who to believe. I don't know who to believe.
Is it possible they're both lying? Is it possible?
You think they both peed and didn't flush?
It's a possibility.
You think? I don't.
That'd be pretty gross, but... I guarantee you, and Aaron, you can probably vouch for this, between one and four, though, there is somebody who never flushes a urinal.
Okay,
answer me this. Every day.
I want you to put yourself in, let's say for a second, Barry peed and didn't flush. If you're Joel, and you're the kind of person who pees in that urinal and then still doesn't flush, are you the kind of person who would pee, like who would flush and then pee? Like, would you pee on someone else's pee if you're Joel?
If
you're a non-flusher?
I can't even conceive of that.
Because imagine someone who's willing to flush down someone else's pee and then pee and not flush their own pee. That would be a true psychopath, I think. But also, imagine peeing on top of someone else's pee and having that minuscule splashback of someone else's pee on you. Gross.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I. But there are people who use that thing and don't flush it, even when it's already when there's pee in it.
I just don't know who to believe.
I don't either. It's a shame.
I should probably do a Twitter poll.
Yeah.
Tristan says Joel also strikes me as a guy that uses a stall regardless.
That's probably true.
TR says it had to be Joel. On one of his shows, he did say he used to have dingleberries because he wiped from back to front. Joel wipes from back to front?
Okay. That's more information than I needed. A couple people tell me it's not Halle Berry. It's a singer, Haley Berry, from a group, and she's 19 years old. So, okay, I'm suddenly less interested.
I mean, have you looked at her?
No.
She might be super hot, Fred.
But she's 19, so that's, sorry. That's below my threshold.
At Third Coast says, while I'm not black, I know some black people, and the worst part about the black chick playing a mermaid should be obvious. Black people and swimming is usually not a good combo. That, sir, is racist. I know, I don't want to say I know a lot of black people who swim, but I've seen, I know some.
Yeah?
Yeah. And guess what? I bet if I met a black person who had a fishtail, I bet they would for sure swim.
I would hope. If you've got a fishtail, that's kind of part of the deal, right?
Yeah. And also,
we work with some nasty people.
Yeah, it's a sad world we live in.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN.
The worst part is they both, one of them, I shouldn't say both, at least one of them lied directly to my face.
They can't do that. They're supposed to do that to their wives.
I know.
Not to you. Somebody went, why can't ESPN afford touchless urinals? This building, well, they're redoing the building, which is one. Although, one small problem. If you want to kill us all right now, just start a fire in this building. Because, you know, the big sign that says, in case of fire, use stairs right by the elevators?
Can't go down the stairs.
No, stairs are shut down right now.
Yeah. You know why? Because they're painting. And apparently painting takes forever.
It's like 2 weeks.
Yeah. And guess whose office is right up against a stairwell where they're working all day?
Would that be you?
That'd be my office. So imagine your office presses up against Lance Zierlein's office, right?
Right.
So imagine Lance is in there, you know, banging around with ladders and stuff like that all day long while you were trying to work. It would be frustrating, right?
Well, I've lived through that before, so well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm dealing with.
Well,
just finish painting already. Well, yeah, it can't take that long.
Because I love taking the stairs here because, okay, 4:27. So that's
excuse me.
Interesting time frame. Because
chugged this Red Bull right before the start of the show.
Well, yeah, I noticed you had one, and now it's gone.
It's gone. I needed that fire immediately.
But, I just hope I hope we don't catch on fire because I like taking those stairs and that. And why do them both at the same time?
I don't know.
Shouldn't you have one available just in case?
For safety purposes.
We're all going to die?
I use the other one that's over by the sports map.
That one's locked.
Office today. I went through it today.
Oh, really? Well, maybe they.
Yeah, but the problem is when they painted it, they didn't seal it, so your shoes stick to the stair. So I almost broke my mouth the other day when I was walking and my foot stuck, and I went face first into the stairs.
You fell down?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Because they didn't seal it, so it was still sticky.
You should sue the building.
You know what? You should call Lawyer Dave. Oh, I don't have one of those today, but you should call Lawyer Dave at Lawyer Dave Law. I guarantee you, outside, somebody is going to slip and fall one of these days when it's wet, because that parking lot, it gets so slippery when you're when it's even a little bit wet. One of these olds around here is going to take a tumble.
The cabin we stay in every year at the Frio, it's got like a massive back deck with some picnic tables and like a grill, and so there's like a wraparound porch all the way around the house that's covered, and then off the back porch is this big patio. When it rains, it is the slickest surface known to man.
Oh, man.
Like, and as someone who's torn ACLs, I've seen people fall on it, and I'm like, oh, God, they probably just tore their ACL because their foot slides out and the knee hits before you can get the hand down. I mean, it is bad. And I keep telling them, hey, somebody better come do something, put some grip tape on it or something. But you're right. Our parking lot, it ain't much better.
No, and I've almost slipped a couple times. And
you're old. If your hip breaks, then what?
We
have to put you down.
I'm not at hip breaking point yet or knee replacement point yet. Talk to me in 5 years. All right. Hey, crank this up. I love this song. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Comment from the Twitch channel. What's the best advice for a struggling gambler?
Stop gambling.
Yeah, well, I would say if it depends on... Like, most people's biggest mistake is betting too much. Not in terms of money, but in terms of too much volume.
I do that. I wish that I didn't bet with as much volume as I do, but it's a tough habit to break sometimes.
Yeah, especially and when you get into college basketball and you're looking at all these games, mm-hmm. you find reasons to play more. And I think the best thing you can do, and when I went through a really bad 2018 and I had to go back and reevaluate everything I was doing. But if you're struggling, what I would do is go and kind of chart where your wins are coming from and your losses. And if you're losing a bunch of money on a certain sport that you think you know, don't bet it, or change your approach to it. What you'll find is if you chart everything, it's like I do this with horse racing. And so, like, I know how well I do on big races. I know how I do on cheap claimers. I know how I do on 6-furlong races and things like that. I keep track of all that because if things start going bad, you focus more on the ones where you have more success. And it's the same thing really with sports betting is, you look at where your successes are, focus on that a little bit more, then you'll start having better results, and then you can expand your game again.
The other thing you don't want to do is if you're in a down stretch, don't start upping the size of your bets to try to get back. That's usually the worst thing you can do.
If you do that, if you start doubling down, if you start chasing, that's when you make more mistakes.
You either stick with your, if you have a standard bet size, stick with that, or draw back your bet size until you start to find, that you're into a groove again.
I'm always a believer of, if you kind of use a 10% of your bankroll as sort of your standard, and if that bankroll starts getting lower than that 10%, the bets become smaller.
Yeah.
And the usual reaction for people is to double down. And while that can work, it can also get you in a lot of trouble in a hurry, and you can blow through your whole bankroll. So I think it's just kind of like if you have $100 in your account, then it's a $10 wager. If you have 80, you make it an $8 wager. If you have 10,000, same thing. Just, but that I always stick to that 10%, and it works very well because when you start doing well, you can bet more. And if you're not having success, it keeps you from getting hurt too bad.
Yep.
Squeeze a call on Lauren on the HRNP listener line. What's up? Hello? You're there.
Hello?
Hey, sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Little Mermaid and black people that don't swim. I've been married to a black woman for like 35 years, and the reason they don't really go in the pool and do that stuff is because I know what I spend on my wife's hair and how much time she spends taking care of it on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
And once she hits the water, it just goes a frizzball.
That's a good point. That's a good point. They didn't. I don't know if they thought this through with the black Little Mermaid, maybe.
I'm just curious, but isn't it going to be CGI, her actual swimming?
I'm sure. Do I think that they're actually going to film her scenes underwater?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you.
My guess is no, unless this woman is really good at holding her breath and looking natural while doing it.
Okay.
And can talk underwater.
This is one of those.
And talk to fish.
Are they doing this as a live action thing?
That's the move now. Is take a Disney movie and do live action of it. They did Aladdin and Lion King, and now they're doing Little Mermaid. I don't know what's next. I'm sure Seven Dwarves, if they can find seven small people. White and the Seven Dwarves.
Sure, Peter Dinklage has friends.
Yeah, he could be the star of that.
I'm against that. I like the old animated ones.
I'm all for coming up with a new idea.
Yeah, well, nobody does that. Come on, you're asking too much. That's the thing. Do live action Disney. Let's do remakes of classic films with all women casts, and that's pretty much all that's getting done right now.
Yeah.
Oh, let's make another RoboCop because that was so good. Oh, and
Ghostbusters. We need that.
Yeah, let's do another Ghostbusters because you already did one with women.
Ocean's 39.
And then I read a thing on some of the biggest busts in movies in terms of lost money.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that Ghostbusters one just...
The woman Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Did not do well at all. Although I thought it was, it was funny. I watched it on cable, but I wouldn't go see it in the theater or anything. But like, I don't go see a lot in the theater anymore. Oh, and to make comic book movies. That's the other thing. At least there's some creativity with those.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen Spider-Man yet, but...
I haven't either.
It's maybe...
You know what I saw last night?
What's that?
Shazam.
Yeah?
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't go out of my way if I'm you. Don't go out of your way to watch Shazam.
It didn't get great reviews, so I've just kind of been waiting for it to show up on demand, but maybe I'll just wait until I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, you're not missing much.
So Aaron sent me, there are some odds out there for World Series of Poker futures.
Okay.
So like one is, there's a couple of who will last longest.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want this guy versus this guy.
Okay, so let me get a couple of them here for you. Who will last longer? Chris Jesus Ferguson versus Howard Lederer. I guess we're going for the old men there.
Who are they? Even money?
No, Ferguson -145, Lederer +105.
I'll take the plus money.
I would too. Daniel Negreanu versus Doug Polk. Negreanu -135, Polk -105.
Ooh, I'll probably go Negreanu.
Phil Hellmuth versus Phil Ivey. Phil was -135.
Which Phil?
Hellmuth. And Ivey was -105.
Damn. I would have definitely gone for that value on Ivey.
Well, and then he also was a pretty heavy favorite against Tom Dwan. He was -135, and Tom Dwan was -105.
Damn.
So Sean Deeb versus Daniel Negreanu. Deeb -120. Daniel -120.
Mm.
Daniel's been playing really well at this World Series, though, so I think I might go that way. And you can bet on the winner's birthplace. USA -200.
Okay.
Europe +300. Canada +650. Central or South America +1600. Australia +2000. Anywhere else +1600.
Give me anywhere else. We're due for an Asian win.
We are. I think I don't mind that. I also probably would look at Europe at +300.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's not a bad price for And there's always those Northern Europeans who play really well in this thing that are really quiet and they're no fun and they're not interesting, but they play well. So, yeah. All right. So there you go. There's some odds that are out there. The over 7,850 is the total for entries is minus 120.
How many?
7,850 and a half.
And how many were there?
I don't know because today's 1C, so we won't know until the end of the day, I guess, okay, how many entries. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Hey. 10 bad babs and they after me.
Bam. One bad baby like a masterpiece. Oh. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Is that like a remake of Survivor or something? What the hell is that?
It's the new Volbeat song.
Doesn't even sound like them.
It's to be more mass appeal.
I wish they'd go back to stuff that didn't have mass appeal.
Apparently this new album, it's got two or three songs just like this, but everything else is classic Volbeat.
I don't like that one. I'll have to listen to some others.
You're such an old man now. I don't like this new Volbeat. They don't sound like old Volbeat.
No, they sound like they're trying to be commercially successful. How dare they?
Well, yeah, let them live, Fred.
Yeah, I'm okay with having a couple songs that you know appeal to the kids.
Yeah.
Well, the best thing is how many parents are going to take their teenage kids to go see him because they like that song, and then all of a sudden they see what real Volbeat is on stage and go, "Oh crap!
Oh yeah,
I just spent $80."
I love that. That would be a positive. So, a couple things that the Usual Suspects did today that I thought was really good. I didn't get to hear the Lance song. How was it?
It was good. Yeah. It's funny.
And then they got Mike Jackson on.
They did.
Who apparently got into a Twitter war with one of your best friends.
With Adam Clanton, I saw.
What's going on with that?
I don't know exactly. I know that Adam sometimes... Adam and Mike philosophically disagree on whether or not the world can be racist towards white people.
Okay.
Adam believes that white people experience as much racism as anybody else. Mike believes that because the system is set up for white people to succeed and thus make it more difficult of a path for a minority, that racism doesn't exist towards white people. Now, there are people who have prejudice against white people. This is what Mike said on the show today. He said there are people who don't like someone necessarily because they make an assumption about someone because they're white. But he was saying racism, it's impossible for racism to affect white people the way it does black people. Adam disagreed. They went at it a little bit. And it ended with Mike saying... Well, it ended with Adam saying, I'm not going to waste any more of my time on you. And then Mike said, that's okay. I'm going to come down to the studio one of these days. So it's getting heated.
Interesting.
But, you know, listen, this is a dangerous combination because Adam is a troll on Twitter.
Yeah, that's pretty
Adam
much what
he's... Adam is looking to charge you up. He wants people to get upset by what he says, and then he's going to call you a snowflake. Mike is what I refer to as a classic counter troll, and this is a potentially lethal combination when you get a classic troll and a classic counter troll going at each other. I don't know who's going to break in this battle of troll, but the stage has been set.
I did see that Adam declared himself the winner in some, saying he owns some guy on there, and it's kind of like, wait a minute, that I didn't quite get that from his tweet.
I don't know.
Aren't you supposed to let the people decide who wins?
It's not the people's choice.
Oh, okay. Because I'd find it hard to just go on there and basically say, okay, I just owned you. Congratulations. I do it all the time. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. Well, I'll be watching that then.
I will say this. I think often, and this isn't just Adam, but I think a lot of people on Twitter get involved in these conversations that they wouldn't likely get involved in a face-to-face setting.
Oh, of course not.
But Mike is the kind of guy, he will go make it a face-to-face thing, and he will confront you publicly and make it like awkward and embarrassed. I don't know that Mike's going to go around hitting somebody unless he's hit first. I don't believe Mike would do that. But Mike is the kind of guy who has no problem making a scene to prove a point. So
he's pissed off Dana White, so I think he can handle Adam Clanton.
I'm not hoping that there's some sort of drama, but I wouldn't be sad if there was some kind of drama.
Oh, you're hoping. You can admit it.
I mean, I won't be there for it. I just I just want to see proof of it on the internet.
Well, I'm sure everything is on the internet now, so I'm sure it'll show up. I'd love to see a little drama. I'm all for it.
But now that would be good promo for the A-Team, who is technically our competition.
Are they? Meh.
So do we want to see them get run by one of their hosts getting into a public argument with a UFC fighter? I don't know.
Yeah, probably not.
Because if I got in a fight with a UFC fighter, we would get a lot of run for that.
Yeah.
So maybe we don't want to let them get that run.
Well, as long as they don't get into it on air, then we have Mike on our show and everybody tunes in to hear his side of the story.
Now, that is true.
Yeah. So as long as they go at each other in public and not on the airwaves.
Yeah. We need someone to video it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it needs to be video.
Mike needs to wear a body cam.
Yeah, we could arrange that.
Let me see what I can find on Amazon.
We could definitely arrange that. Yeah, we could send one of our videographers out there with him. You know, put it on Sports Map. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Nick says, I've heard there's no such thing as white racism. Curious to see what your opinion of it is. Maybe my definition of racism isn't exactly racism. I think it's hard.
It's hard to define. Mike was saying, and he said his piece on The Usual Suspects. You can go back and listen on the podcast. I think it was like 2:15 or something like
that. Yeah, it was 2:15 he was on.
He basically said, because the system is set up to oppress minorities, widespread racism is impossible to apply impossible to impose onto white people, because the entire system is set up for white people to win. So I don't know if he's got the same definition of racism as I do, but I'm also not looking to argue with him about it, because I don't, it's not my.
Yeah, I think on an individual basis there can be instances, certainly. But yeah, it's pretty hard for me to sit here and define it.
You know what's a great thing not to argue about on Twitter? Whether or not white people can be racist. That's something that I've never done it, but I don't plan on doing.
Yeah, that's not one I would jump in on. It's not something that I feel like I'd be half an expert on. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. The problem is I was like trying to follow the tweets and I couldn't really get a context of who was doing what when, because there were so many other people on there.
Yeah.
So it was sort of, but it, the whole, I'm not going to waste time on you, that's kind of, eh. And so maybe that's the difference between racism and prejudice. Yeah, I don't have a real definition for you, but yeah, you can certainly be prejudiced against somebody. All right. You know what? Like right now, I'm very prejudiced against ESPN because they just keep creating Kawhi Leonard content when there's nothing happening.
Yeah, wow.
Let's follow the plane.
You have to.
Oh, my God. Quick break.
We need to know.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.